This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, PA Democrat wants to mandate forced sterilizations of men. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
In a memorandum from October 2nd, 2021, Pennsylvania State House Representative, Democrat, Christopher M. Rabb in Philadelphia County is pushing for legislation that would require all inseminators to undergo vasectomies within 6 weeks from having their third child or 40th birthday, whichever comes first. He wants to enforce this new law by offering a $10,000 reward for anyone who reports an unvasectomied man who has not complied with the statute within the time frame. So that would enable the state to take civil action for unwanted pregnancies against the men who have, quote, wrongfully conceived a child with them. The memorandum states that the rights of cisgendered men have always been paramount in our society, with little focus on their responsibility as inseminators to change their behaviors for the good of their partners, families, and society at large. In order to improve public health outcomes and release sweet justice into our households and bedrooms, we must wrap our love of individual liberty in the moral imperative of greater personal responsibility and acknowledge men's essential role in procreation. Republican PA State Representative David Rowe responded on Facebook about the Democrat-led bill that, if there were any doubt that today's progressive left have utterly and completely disregarded your personal medical freedom, then let this be the nail in the coffin. A legislator from Philadelphia has just introduced legislation that would limit how many children your family could have, dictate what age you could have a family, and would issue a $10,000 reward for turning in someone who refused to submit to forced sterilization after having three children. Representative Rowe continued, "As a fourth-born child myself, I would have never existed under this law, and neither would so many others. This bill will never see the light of day as long as Republicans control the House. But I wanted you all to be aware how quickly policies that belong in communist China would become the norm here if Democrats seized total control in state government. Communist China has had a one-child policy since 1979, but they amended the policy in 2016 to a limit of two children and amended again in May of 2021 to a three-child limit, due to the decline in population and workforce. The devil used Pharaoh to try to wipe out the Israelites, but Moses survived and delivered them. Just as King Herod tried to kill Jesus as a baby, and just like the devil is using abortion today, God will still rise up a savior from that generation." Psalm 127 verse 3 says that, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Pray for the protection of children, born, unborn, and yet to be conceived. God has a purpose and plan for all of them." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.